Okay, we're going forward. We're on Membez Ahmed Alif. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines up from the bottom. Va'omer Alehem, the Kohen Meshuach, this Kohen, will say to them, Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael. So the Gemara asks, Maishna, what's the difference, meaning what's the relevance of Shema Yisrael? Why does he say this, you know? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan answers, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, he's saying in the name of his Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, yeah, Omer Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling the people, the army, to Israel, Afilu lo kiyamtem, if you've only fulfilled El Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis, the reading of Kriya Shema of the morning and of the evening, I Atem, so you will not, sometimes E means not, you will not, Nimsorim, be handed over, B'Yodom, Bez is a prefix, in their hands. So basically, you're going to win, as long as you've remembered to say Shema in the morning and the evening. Okay, Al, carrying on the Pesukim, it says, Al Yerech Levavchem, right, this was the Lashon of Fear, Al Tiru V'chulei. Now, Tana Rabbanan, we have a Braisa. Pa'amayim, this means twice, Medaber Imam, he speaks to them, meaning the Kohen, Mashuach Melchama, speaks to the people twice. Now, number one, it's going to speak it out. Achas Besvar, one is on the border, right? So Rashi says when they just left, as soon as they left the land, their land. But Achas b'milchama, and one on the in the war, maybe on the front lines.
As far as the border.
Svar means like border, yeah. Now we can say Bisvar, yeah. Yeah, Bisvar, we're going to explain what that means. Mahu oimer, what does he say? He says the following. Shimu divrei ma'archei ha-milchama. Right? Shimu means listen, right? It's probably divarai, actually. Shimu divarai, hear my words, the troops of the war, right? This word, by the way, of ma'arache, yeah, just keeps changing. You have to translate in context, but it means like I suppose with troops are normally like organized or whatever, but it means the people that listen troops, yeah, basically. So let's look at Rashi. Yeah, Shimu Divorai, Ma'archi Milchama, Mi Roi Lachzor. Who is fitting Lachzor to go back? Mi Roi Lele. And who's fitting to go? Basically, this is where they do, you know, if you want your patur from the army, you don't get it until you're just like, you know, you have to go out of the, onto the border and there, right? So says the Gemara, V'chozru. And they went back, the ones who were potter. So let's look at the next Rashi. V'chazru, haruim lachzor. Who's that? Kigoin, bona bayis. Somebody just built a house, not a kerem, or he planted a vineyard. V'ireis isha, or he engaged a woman. V'yorei v'lach levav, and the person who's scared. Yeah. Now we'll stop there. But I mean, that this is important, Rashi, to remember, because this is interesting about the fear bit. But anyway, so I'm just going to read that again. So we say, what does he say? It says, Shimu Devarai, hear my words, Ma'archi Milchama, the people who are going to the troops of the war, and it says, V'chazru, and the ones who was appropriate for them to go back, they went back. Now, B'milchama, we said he also spoke to them in the Milchama. Ma'hu Oimer, what does he say? So he says, Al Yerach Levavchem, don't be scared, yeah, Al Tiru'u, don't be scared. Yeah, Al Techbazu, don't be scared, and Al Tartsu, and don't be scared. Right? If anyone wants to explain, I'm worked on it, but I could try. Rach means soft. Yeah, Tiru means normal fear. Techbazu normally means agitated, but over here means a bit, don't be frightened, don't shiver maybe. But Al Tartsu, and that's also a lot of sort of fear. I don't know. Keneged Arba Devorim. Right, so these four lashonas of fear are corresponding to four things, tactics, right, of fear, fear-instilling tactics, right, she'ovdi kuchovim oisin, the ovdi kuchovim oisin. Right, number one. So now, in the Mishnah, we mentioned six, right, but we're just going to mention four now. Right, so number one, megifin, So Megifin, remember, that was, we said in the Mishnah, that was the banging the shields together. Sorry. Banging the shields together is the like that. But imagine if it was metal, it would clank, right? Really loud. Okay? So that's scary. Yeah? Number one. Number two is Marin. That's Lashon Trua. Yeah, like they're basically blowing the horns. And Tzvachin, and they would scream. Right, that's number three. Veroimsin we've had in the past means trampling. But Rashi says over here it's with the sounding of their of the neighing. Yeah. So now Rashi says in the Mishnah we said, if you look, you said we also mentioned the grinding of the swords and also the surging of the troops, but he says that's actual part of the actual war. It's not fear tactics. That's just what you do. Okay. Plish. What's that?
Clashing.
I suppose the clashing. Okay, fine. Oh, yeah, I was imagining the cook. Yeah, but you're right. That's better. I like that.
Did you say what the four against? Crashing, was it?
No, again? Crashing. Megifin, yeah, means crashing the shields together.
Right.
Which we had a demonstration for. And Marine, that's, I didn't have a chauffeur with me. That's Marine, like Lashon Trua. You see that? Trua? Marine means it's a verb for making like a Trua. Tzavachin is Tzaveach, means to scream, cry out. Yeah. The Roimsin. Now, Roimsin normally means to trample. But over here, Rashi says Roimsin means with the, maybe they're like, with the horse, they make the horses like make sounds. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're like, okay, now, Plishtim, the Plishtim, Ba'o, Benitzchoinu Shel Golios. The Plishtim came with the victory of Golios. So Golios, we're going to touch up his name. Golios, right, that was the big dude, right, who was from the Plishtim, right, and David HaMelech killed him. Omar Rebbe Yochanan, says Rebbe Yochanan, Sha'omad Begilui Ponim. He stood, base is a prefix, Begolui Ponim. His face was open, yeah, Lifni HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before Hashem. Means basically it was brazen. Is that what he said? Good, brazen, yes, I like that. It was brazen before Hashem. Shenema, so we're going to quote what he said. So he says, Bru means choose, like Lashon Boira. Choose Lachem for you, because what was happening? Golios was making a challenge, basically. Let's keep this nice, you know. We'll just have a test of champions. We don't have to do all the people, you know, fighting one another. We'll do a test of champions. Whoever wins, right? I think that was it with them. We'll do this like be less messy. So whoever, if I win, you know, I suppose you surrender, and if you guys win, I'll surrender. Now Golios was absolutely massive. And there was like no chance I was going to beat him. And so he was very confident. And so no. He says, Beru Lachem. He says, choose for yourself, Ish, a person, V'yerid alayit, and it'll come down to me. Yeah? But the thing is, we've seen this before. V'ein Ish, the word Ish, yeah, is also an allusion, Ella HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Hashem, which we're going to show in the Pesukim. Shenema, Hashem Ish Milchama. Right? We say that Hashem is the man of war. So it's basically saying, I'll fight with Hashem. Chutz b'dik. Obviously, he's going to die for that. Yeah. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This actually got Hashem upset. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Seemingly. Hareini means behold. I. Mapilo. Mapilo means to cause him to fall. Right? That's a causative of, I will make him fall. Al yaday. By the hand of. Ben Ish. Meaning not an Ish. Even a Ben Ish, right? He said, I could take out an Ish. So I'm gonna beat him with a Ben Ish, right? Shenema, the David, Ben Ish. David was a Ben Ish. Ephrati, who was from Ephrat, Hazeh. And he's gonna beat him. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan now in the name of Rabbi Meir. Beshloisha Mekoimos, in three occasions, Lochtoi Piv. He was entrapped. By his mouth, La'osa Rasha, meaning he brought on his downfall, right? Golios kind of messed himself up because he was too brazen. Yeah. Now, number one, Echad, because he says, Baru Lachem Ish, V'yered Elai. You should choose for yourself a person, V'yered Elai. And Rashi points out when he says, the way he speaks is, V'yered Elai, is basically, this person will overcome me. It's basically saying, you should send someone down to overcome me. Maybe Vieirid can sometimes mean roida as well. It means to lead or to beat. You know what I mean? Maybe it's in the lashon not of like going down. He's saying like, and he should overcome me. So that was bad, you know, because the there's koach to what in the pair.
Isn't it because it's
both. I think it's both. Okay, fine. Let's have a look. Oh yeah, you say you. I hear he said Vieirid alai mashma alai hu yigaber. Upon me.
I'm saying sometimes the island.
Yeah. Fine, yeah. Dhabi le lebebo v'yilchabitzi. Yeah, good. Rishwell said the focus more is not what, on the v'yeirid, more it's on the alai. Okay, very good. Thank you. V'idach, number two. Yeah, im yuchal lehilochem iti v'hikani. Right? So over here he says, if he's able to fight with me and strike me. So that he says, strike me, is he shouldn't have said that. Yeah, striking me is bad. Meaning he's saying, he's asking for it. Meaning, and also it messes up his mazel. The idach, to come alay the David, he says to David, this is number three, akelov anoichi, I'm a dog. Ki ato bo alai, but maklos, that you're coming against me with sticks. What is this?
That's a question.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. So this, I don't know, Pesichas Pilara, Rashi doesn't explain this, but I think we will understand it from the continuing. Yeah. David Nami Amale. David also said to him, Ato bo alai b'cherev b'chonis b'chidon. He says, David also said to me, Ato bo alai, you're coming alai against me, yeah, to me, right? B'cherev, with a sword. The beis is a prefix. B'chonis is a spear, the bechidon is with a lance. Right, so basically it's a very similar format. So why do we say that the third case that Goliath was basically speaking, bringing bad upon himself? Okay, so answer the Gemara. No, Hada Amalei, no. Because when David was said his statement, he says, Anochi ba'alecho b'shem Hashem tzvakois. I'm coming against you with Hashem, right, of legions, Elokei Ma'arachois, the God of the troops of Yisrael, a Shechar after, which you blasphemed, whatever, you disgraced. So Rashi explains over here that basically, the initial part of his statement is saying that you're coming against me in like physical stuff, and I'm coming against you in spiritual stuff, and there's no comparison over here. There's no whatever. So that's not considered Pesichas, right? He's opening up what he said for the bad, right? So even though he kind of preempted and mentioned what Goliath did, but then he said, whatever, I'm on a spiritual plane, and you've got no chance. Right. Whereas Goliath, he was basically, he mentioned both were on the same level, and since he put David first, King David first, therefore that's considered Pesicha Lurah.